This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, Carlos, Jeff, Lynn, coming to all of you that I'm going to let Sarnovich take over this hour. Can't wait to hear the big breaking news he's got. Carlos in Montreal, Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Just want to look over the Russia game card that's been played, actually the origins and where it goes, how it ends. The Russia card actually began as a reaction to RT penetrating and getting readership and viewership. On March the 3rd, 2000.
Exactly. They claim, going back 4 years, that they're losing the InfoWar because Russia dare launch its own CNN. I think RT's too leftist. I mean, it's pretty milquetoast. And they go, oh, that's why they lost. No, they lost because Pelosi and Hillary are skeletons. And if you notice, they're still going to keep Pelosi in. They're arrogant. They lost.
Yes, and 3 years later, actually, she used the term InfoWar. The U.S. is losing the world InfoWar. In 2014, April, you had John Kerry saying of RT that it was a propaganda bullhorn. And do you know why?
Because they were criticizing radical Islamists taking over Syria?
No, because the globalists could not tell the truth to the people. After years of meeting, as you know, in the Bohemian Grove and Bilderberg, they were talking to each other. But when they had to implement the agenda that they had been talking for 40 years over, according to David Rockefeller, with the assistance of the media keeping quiet, now they had to put the agenda in place. They had to actually execute.
No, I agree. There's all this talk. They already had a global system swindling. Now they were going to shut off prosperity, really get to population reduction. And a lot of globalists had cold feet, which is a good thing.
Right. And then what
happened? They weren't willing to carry out stuff like Heinrich Himmler.
Well, these people, if you actually listen to these globalists, they talk like ranchers, you know, trying to plan the future cattle, you know?
Exactly, and now the cattle are going to come in your house and eat your ass at night. We're not putting up with it.
That's precisely. And do you know where it ends? It ends because now they're losing elections, you see. RT no longer plays the big card for them, so they're going to try to put legislation trying to shut down RT, and then after they're going after you in a Hillary presidency.
That's what they said they were going to do. But let's be clear. RT America, and I get it. It's hard to staff an operation. A bunch of leftist ding-dongs. There are a few good. RT America's a joke. Nobody watches. RT Global's bigger than CNN. The CNN has no credibility and has some good stuff on it, like Max Kaiser and others. But it's still milk toast, man. Here's the deal. They just want to point at RT at the think tanks and say, that's why we lost. You lost because you're losers. Your daddy's daddy gave you your job. You're a bunch of blue blood. You want to bash white people? You talk about the retarded wasp, you know, in L.A. and New York and places that play golf all day and get massages all day and, you know, have mentally ill wives and kids. They're all inbred retards. I mean, I don't mean to be mean, but I mean, just give me a break. And then all the other people, the elites, I mean, they're not elite. They're jokes. And they want to know why everybody hates them, because everyone's sick of you. And it's not like Hollywood's the only media 50 years ago. People are sick of media. They have no respect for it. They're tired. If I want my audience to tune out, I start talking about Hollywood, okay? My audience is beyond hating it. It's anathema. And they still think, let's show more red carpets. Let's have more Hollywood stars. They have all these Hollywood star videos they put out where the Hollywood stars say, we want your guns. I'm Madonna. I'm Brad Pitt. Turn your guns in. I wouldn't hang around with Brad Pitt. I wouldn't hang around with George Clooney. They are so. I've already hung around with these people. They were boring 15 years ago, man. They are done. They're out of gas. They're a joke. God, thank heavens, I'm not one of these empty souls. Thank you, Carlos, Jeff, Lynn, and Joe. Your calls are straight up, man. We'll talk about the fatal blow to the enemy with Jeff in Montana. And then, Mike Cernovich with breaking inside intel. Straight ahead, this is the InfoWar.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Mike Cernovich. He's so busy. I'm so busy working 14, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week that we haven't even got it codified yet. But Roger Stone, Cernovich, all of them. I got the board ops getting hired, the people. Satellites. I'm going to work with GCN as well. Getting ready the next month. In the next month, we're going to launch morning shows, nighttime shows, afternoon shows. Cernovich is going to be on with, right after my broadcast every day. The stations are already ready to pick it up. It's already on our own satellite. I'll probably work with GCN. It'll be on their satellite as well. That is all going to be announced very, very soon. I'm very, very excited about it because if I'm on over 200 stations, imagine once I launch all these other great broadcasts, and if 30, 40, 50 pick up a show out of the gates, that is millions of new listeners. I mean, we've got big stations in Chicago, L.A., going into New York, out of New Jersey, Florida, Texas. We're on all over the country. I want to thank all of our affiliates. You're amazing. Now, I promise to go to Jeff, Lynn, Joe, and Jeff. It's terrible that I have Cernovich host, and then I always take over. But I always like talking to Mike. I just love Mike. I just can't get enough of him. And the great work he's doing. I want to go to these calls. I don't think we should make people wait. Cernovich has huge fake news stories exposing CNN. He's got huge news on their whole fake news narrative and how that's all coming down. He's got big White House source news on the next big shoes to drop. He's going to be laying it out today and laying it out again on his own news sites and his own blogs and his own Twitter. But he had to wait the stuff so hot because it's so high-level policy that he's got to wait till it's disseminated and then wait. We do this, too, until it's just about to break from their own sources but with spin against us so that we head him off at the pass. And so far, he's had really good accuracy in when he releases it. And the media has to admit, even New York Times, okay, Cernovich has a direct high-level White House source bigger than anything they've got. Well, of course you don't. You're the enemy of America. Cernovich has proven he's real. I, too, if I actually want to have these sources, I have to go to D.C. now. The phone calls are listened to. The phone calls I do have are very thank you, keep it up, we appreciate you. Nothing can be discussed. It's beyond a movie. So Mike Cernovich, wow, you were in D.C. last week. Big stuff going on. Let's hit that in a moment. But first, how big is this CNN implosion? Is this them committing suicide? Is this Death Watch? Are they finally gone? I mean, they were a shadow of their former selves. Is it a dead cat bounce? I mean, this, how much devastation can they handle? $100 million lawsuits, admitting they're fraudulent, admitting they're lying. Van Jones, top producers, it's all a lie for money. Take us to the brink of war with Russia. I mean, this is a clear and present danger.
Yeah, it's actually quite beautiful. Jim Acosta has been complaining that, what was the exact thing he said? He goes, how is this America when conservatives are allowed to ask questions in the White House? He tweeted that out, actually.
Think how disconnected. He said that during the hearing. We have video. He said, is this America? Conservatives get asked questions like they're at the table? They have.
Exactly. The mask has fallen off. And another CNN person, I think Dylan Byers or somebody, had claimed that, oh, it's right wing people asking about the media. Real journalists, the liberals, are asking about these other subjects. So the mask is off now, and the people are seeing the pure ugliness and the lies of the fake news media and of CNN. I mean, that wall placard is, you know, just perfect. The patriots at the top, the people, we need to add Jeff Zucker to the bottom there, put him down there with George Soros and Cinca and Sean King and Bill Clinton and everyone else.
And then the Playboy writer gets up and says, how dare you report on CNN admittedly getting caught with fake news, retracting three different stories, total implosion. They get up and bitch and complain and say, you're causing a problem. Don't talk about it with some whiny wimp. I mean, look at these repeaters. Look at these whores. Look at these nobodies. Look at these soulless husks. Let's put it back on screen. I mean, what a joke. It's an army of morons.
Yeah, that guy actually tried to get violent with me in the White House when I confronted the press reporters and asked them why they won't disavow violence. He followed me out and was putting his hands in my fingers, or his fingers in my face, was trying to bait me into beating up, essentially, so that he could frame me for a crime. So I've had a run-in with that guy. He's actually a total criminal, total scumbag. If you watch the video I did where I confronted CNN and all the other fake news and go, why will you not disavow political violence?
Well, why is he like chewing on a piece of gum while he talks? I mean, you're saying in your view, he politically trying to frame you would be criminal.
Yeah. So he was, when I went to the White House and I said to the media, I go, why will you not cover political violence on the left? He started screaming at me, actually.
Yeah, I remember.
He's over there on my left, and you can hear him in the original video. He starts screaming at me, like, how dare I come to their sacred place and confront him? And so I don't know if we can see him. No, he's a little bit too far over to the left. But so when I walked out quite peacefully,
are the most entitled idiots. Like, we were all trying to get out of high school by the time we were sophomores or juniors. They were like trying to hang on to high school, you know, like the guy from Dazed and Confused. All right. They think they're like in the cool club when they're such jokes.
Oh, no. And that was the whole thing. So he follows me out as I'm leaving very peacefully because I knew that they were all going to try to frame me for a kind of crime. And then he comes out and he gets right in my face. So what I did is I took my hands and I put them kind of like back, like in parade rest, like you would do in the army, so that nobody could claim that I punched him. And he just screamed and was triggered. And he goes, you think you're edgy? I work for Playboy. I'm the edgiest guy in here. Nobody's like me.
There's nothing more uncool than Playboy.
Yeah, right. What a joke. So,
you talk about a dried lizard weenie.
Yeah. So he really did say that. The vice people caught everything. And he screams, you think that you're on the edge? There's nobody in here like me. I work for Playboy. And I thought, man, this guy, he's trying to frame me, dude.
Oh, my gosh. But he looks like a total moron. And, you know, since we mentioned it, then I want to get into your big breaking news. Let's play that clip from Sarah Sanders destroys trendy, super edgy White House dweeby when he tries to defend his fellow fake news journalist. Here we go.
If we make the slightest mistake, the slightest word is off, it is just an absolute tirade from a lot of people in this room. But news outlets get to go on day after day and cite unnamed sources, use stories without sources, have, you know, you mentioned the Scaramucci story where they had to have reporters resign.
Come on, you're inflaming everybody right here, right now with those words. This administration has done that as well. Why in the name of heavens? Any one of us, right, are replaceable. And any one of us, if we don't get it right, the audience has the opportunity to turn the channel or not.
You have
been elected to serve.
I want you to interrupt me.
At least there's no option.
He's acting like, how dare you?
Talk
about us, you know.
Questions.
You're being incendiary.
Right.
We just attack you all day like a bunch of chihuahuas.
It's inflammatory to people all over the country who look at it and say, see, once again, the president is right and everybody else out here is fake media. And everybody in this room is only trying to do their job.
Look at the entitlement of these libtards.
I disagree completely. First of all, I think if anything has been inflamed,
who said dinosaurs don't still exist?
The dishonesty that often takes place by the news media.
Can we back that up?
It is outrageous for you to accuse me of inflaming a story when I was simply trying to respond.
That's
to
right. Let's back it up 20 seconds. Because you want to see Diplodocus, Brachiosaurus, Tyrannosaurus, the pterodactyls, pteranodons. You want to see real dinosaurs on TV, kids? Let me show them to you. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the true dinosaurs.
You have been elected to serve for 4 years at least. There's no option other than that. We're here to ask you questions.
Look at them.
You're here to provide the answers. And what you just did.
All right, I'm going to get a few phone calls. I'm skipping this break so Cernovich has more time. But, Mike, I know you're going to get more into this later after we take these calls. But prelude here, a little hors d'oeuvre. What's the latest intel from your White House sources?
Oh, and by the way, I did find that video of that crybaby Brian when he threw a fit at me, so I'll play the audio just real quick so you can tell the
Yeah, hold it up the screen, too. Here we go. Yeah, we can't hear that.
Okay.
Send it to Nico. Just text it to him and we'll have it.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I found out the Syria thing, every piece of the puzzle now is kind of coming into place where Nikki Haley is on Twitter trying to start World War III with Iran and with Russia, and I have got confirmation that McMaster is again manipulating intelligence reports coming out of Syria. So that whole chemical weapons attack was a false flag orchestrated by McMaster. There was no planned attack by Assad. That was again McMaster manipulating intelligence, which we reported way back in April that he was going to do this. And while they have it, while the fake news media has everybody distracted on, as Van Jones said, the Russian nothing burger, McMaster is now feeding, this is treason, he is feeding President Trump invalid intelligence about weapons and chemical weapons attacks. So this was, again, another lie.
And how obvious is it when Nikki Haley tweets 2 days ago, anything happens in Syria, it's Russia's fault? I mean, that's encouraging the rebels to stage a false flag, just like the British ambassador said.
Yeah, she said not only will Assad be blamed, but we'll also blame Russia and Iran. So she is orchestrating World War III, right? It'll also be all blamed on them. And McMaster is orchestrating this again. So the intelligence now coming out of anything to do with McMaster is now being manipulated. Trump is being lied to. And then, of course, other pieces of the puzzle all coming together while everybody's distracted with this goldfish memory stuff of the latest nothing burger is Brian Hook and Margaret Petterlein now run and they totally control State Department. They've blocked and jammed the security clearances of every person who might be for America First or might be Trump First. That is how we're letting in terrorist refugees. Rex Tillerson does not run State Department. It's actually Brian Hook, who was a never Trumper, and Margaret Petterlein.
Why has Tillerson done that? Because he can be given a free hand on energy? I mean, why? Obviously, a deal's been made with the neocons or whatever to let them continue to stay in there.
Yeah, and Tillerson is actually trying, because he was from ExxonMobil, he's trying to work out some kind of deal with the Russian sanctions. But he didn't. Here's the thing, Alex. This is, again, why it's so frustrating. You know, you're a business person. You run a business. You hire people and you expect them to do a good job. And even when you're paying people for the work that they do, a lot of times people disappoint you. Well, Tillerson comes in and he thinks, well, I'll hire Brian Hook and Margaret Peterlin and they'll try to make America great again, not realizing that they're actually there to subvert and sabotage everything that Trump and he wants to do.
Because they're part of mafia organizations. They're bought and paid for, and they're not going to stop. And that's why Trump cannot co-opt these groups. He has to jettison them.
Yeah, there have been hiring freeze at State Department. State Department is its own little island now. If you ever supported Trump, they actually check your social media. And if you had posted pro-Trump tweets or Facebooks or anything, they won't allow
and
you.
And how can Trump allow? I get the fact he's working all day and doing events and trying to do policy. But, I mean, does he get what enemies he's got? Just snakes just spoiling around beneath him?
To a little bit, he does. But the degree of sabotage is not something anybody expected, including me. It is quite an accusation for me to claim that the National Security Advisor is manipulating intelligence reports on Syria. But this is true. This is what is actually happening.
Sure. They sent in heavy artillery, the Marines. It's clearly an invasion of Syria. They've been lying to Trump the whole time. They've defeated ISIS. ISIS is falling. Their last city's about to fall. And so now they want to take out Assad. And I know that Assad kind of agreed to have elections once this was done, so he should agree to that. But clearly shooting down aircraft, saying, you know, the Russians now saying if you enter the airspace, we'll shoot you down. This is dangerous brinksmanship.
Exactly. And well, the reason they want to go into Syria, actually, is because that is one of the few countries in the Middle East where Christianity is allowed and it's allowed to be openly practiced. So this is a broader part of the left's war on Christianity. They don't care about murdering civilians as long as they can make it so that Christians
are persecuted. How do they control McMaster? Is he actually converted to Wahhabism like Brennan, or is he just a stooge?
I've been hearing conflicting reports, and a lot of people claim that he is a true interventionist. He's a true globalist, and he's a true believer. He's drunk the Kool-Aid. So they've all told me. They go, McMaster really believes that we can send in troops, bomb people, and that democracies are going to magically spring up.
Well, I don't know, buddy. Wanted that national security job, and then McMaster popped in there, and it's a piece of work. And I agree with you more and more. I think the Kushner thing and Ivanka thing was just been a red herring. I don't think they're the ones in there. I think Trump uses them as more of a PR arm, just to take people out to dinner and be nice to them.
No, that's exactly right. And I was the first person to report that the McMaster-Bannon beef, the narrative that had spread, was actually spread by McMaster and Petraeus through KKR. That was grossly exaggerated, and it was planted by McMaster because here's what they do. They want World War III, Russia, Iran. They want boots on the ground in Syria. They want a bigger war in Afghanistan. They want more death, destruction, more Christians murdered, more money for the globalists. They want more destruction. So they get us to focus on. I mean, here's the thing I think about Van Jones for a minute is Van Jones has less editorial freedom than InfoWars reporters, because I know that you don't agree with a lot of things that your reporters have said. We've talked about it, but you've told me, you know, Cernovich, I think journalism means I don't agree with everybody and I have to welcome disagreement. Van Jones doesn't have that freedom. He is.
That's what you've always talked about is. He says basically the whole CNN staff, so does the other producer, hates what they're being told. They feel terrible lying about us and lying about Trump, but they still go along with it.
Exactly. So Van Jones knows the Russia story is a nothing burger, but he is being ordered by Jeff Zucker and the globalists who control CNN to talk about it. They don't have any kind of editorial freedom. And again, that is why I've had a lot of people who they want to be whistleblowers at a lot of these media orgs, but they're afraid of losing their jobs and losing everything. So maybe Van Jones said that on camera as a cry for help.
Well, there's no doubt that the other producer is really freaked out on those tapes and just says, we just lied to everybody. It's horrible. And it's just crazy. Let's take a few phone calls there. And then coming up, I'm going to leave her in about 5 minutes. Cernovich is going to break down the latest breaking news. Jeff, Lynn, and Jeff, only time we have for calls. I appreciate you holding. Jeff in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, brother.
Listen, I called today because I just started to realize just how important it is to have a good education system and how important history is to be a part of that. With all the race wars that are being pushed, you know, all this anti-white thing, and they try to justify it as if it's getting revenge on white people for all sorts of crap that went on during the slave trade and all the riots and all the injustices during the 60s and the civil rights movement. It's so important that both sides are shown in school, and I hope they have that soon, because people need to wake up.
Well, let's expand on that. We have big banks taking our rights. We have GMO changing our genetics. We have all this stuff going on, and then just make it about what somebody's great-great-great-great-great-grandpa did, and it's just mental illness. It's just a diversion where people are, like, into these false paradigms, so they never really figure out how stuff works. They have chips on their shoulders and kind of go around acting all neurotic and weird so nobody can hire them. I mean, really, they're just giving them a psychological wound. Like, you know, a dog you try to pet, and it crouches away because it thinks you're going to beat it. They're giving them the psychological trauma that didn't exist. And then the white people that are liberals, they're the high priests that manage the new plantation about all the butthurt people. So I think that's really what's going on, Jeff. Let's get started with your take on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a new religion. Ultimately, that used to be Gaiaism. They used to worship nature and the woods, and that has shifted now to much more dark religion and dark forces. And now they worship death, and that's why they're so pro-pedophile, and why they're pro-decay, why they're pro-war, why they want to murder children, why they won't talk about the 500,000 Iraqi children with cancer who are dying because of Petraeus and Soros and other globalists. They are the modern-day Death Eaters. They are way worse than the Nazis ever were, because they want to enslave all of humanity and carry on where Hitler left off, but they want to do it to
That's
all
right.
of the world.
They want protected, institutionalized Satanism. That's what they want. Unbelievable, Jeff. Thank you. Lynn, in the great state of Texas, you're on the air. Lynn, thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to you since you had a TV station here in Austin years ago. I guess that was over 20 years ago. And,
yes, ma'am.
I think you've done a great job. I've been listening to you for quite a time now. But my question is, I've been trying to talk to people that are on the left, and it seems almost impossible because it's like their minds are totally made up. They refuse to listen. You know, I'll give them examples of what Trump's done, you know, and how much progress he's made, and they just don't get it. And I just don't.
That's because their identity is bound in this idea. So you, Cernovich, how do you break through to people like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's very frustrating, and that is why I always tell the true patriots that we can never be angry at them. It's like being angry at a child. You know, when my daughter, you know, when she cries or throws something, I just understand that's a toddler, and what are you going to do? That's a baby. They have been brainwashed and indoctrinated from birth. Many of them, in fact, have been enslaved with debt. Student loan debt is a modern form of peonage, is a modern form of slavery. The only
sure,
way
giving them the bad degree that's worthless is on purpose, so they're totally helpless, and then the system's like, don't worry, be political with us. I mean, it's like pimping a whore. It's like it's getting them into the life of bondage.
Yeah, it is a form of slavery. What they had after the Civil War, of course, was slavery where you would work your farm and you were technically a sharecropper, but you could never get ahead, or it was like a factory town or something. That is what the globalists are creating. So my advice to people is always, we have to be exemplars of virtue and of goodness. We have to just be kind to these people because they are walking around. They are enslaved.
That's right, Lynn. I mean, I wouldn't approach it like you're even trying to convince them, because they have an arrogance deal where they think, oh, they're powerful, they're going to ignore you. I would just go, man, I'm really worried about what's happening in the world, and then just lay it out. But God bless you, Lynn. Real fast, Jeff in Montana, in the great state of Montana. Go ahead, Jeff.
This may sound crazy to you, but bear with me as I deliver my message to the enemy and to the ally. To claim the kill to the dragon, the weapon that they use to fill the chalice of the blood of martyrs. Anyone fully affirmed to the mind machine will die. I am the storm under the calm. My name is Darius.
Well, that's very interesting. We're almost out of time. Mike Cernovich, you take over, my friend. The big
I love the calls. I love to hear.
Okay, well, if you want to keep taking calls, the number's 800-259-9231. We'll send you those numbers. We have our own phone system here soon. We got to get you plugged in, or you have a computer heads up. with the calls, 800-259-9231. So I guess Jeff just hung up, but he could have come back. Mike Cernovich with his Inside DC Intel straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
you. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt weak. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
Actually, take a few calls. Why? Because we love to hear calls. We love to hear from you. We are listener-supported. The big sales going on right now. This is what a lot of people don't understand is CNN has these big billion-dollar advertising budgets. We don't have anything like that. Alex doesn't have anything like that. I don't have anything like that. Emirates Essential is on sale right now. We're all going into the July 4th holiday. We all need to wear sunscreen. I have not been doing that well, and I actually noticed a couple little wrinkles. I'm sounding vain now. I'm going to embarrass myself, but you know, I noticed them like, man, you know, you're looking, you got a little wrinkle right here. You know what happened? I used to wear sunscreen every day, but then I read an article that actually most sunscreen you buy is actually toxic and can cause skin cancer. A lot of people don't know that. So that's why you need the Emirates Essential, the natural sunscreen, without all the chemicals and goop and other things. So that's why we love to talk to you all the time, because we don't like lip service. There's nothing I hate more. I don't know if you guys ever noticed this before, but when you go to sign up for a gym or you sign up for the internet, when you're not a customer, You're king. Oh, sure, we'll take your call. There's no wait time. Yes, you're great. You're the best. But then the minute you become a customer and you have any kind of customer service issue, suddenly nobody cares anymore. Nobody wants to take your calls. They put you on hold for hours and they won't listen to you. And what happens at InfoWars and me when I run my own shows are that we do want to hear from you. We want you to know that you matter and that you are valuable. Think about it. CNN, they don't take calls. I mean, let's just think about the difference between real news like we do and fake news. We take your calls. Sometimes you yell at us. Sometimes you say, why won't you cover this story? You hold us accountable every minute of every day. With CNN, is top down. They get on stage and they go, this is what you're going to talk about. And these are the news issues of the day. And this is what you have to believe. And it's brainwashing. It is a form of the occult, a form of church. But as we're now learning, even the high priestesses and high priests like Van Jones and like that CNN producer, even they don't have control over their message. They're being told what to say. Van Jones doesn't want to talk about it. I've always known Van Jones. I thought he's wrong a few times, but I've never thought he was a bad person. I now realize that he is conflicted. He has this good job. He has prestige. He's making a lot of money. He's probably got a family to support. And he is told you have to lie. You have to sell yourself out. You have to compromise your integrity and say things that you know are not true in order to please our globalist owners, in order to appease Soros and the other people, the warmongers, the Petraeuses, the Saudis. It's a very, very compromised man. So we got some callers here. Let's see if we can get Noreen from Michigan on.
He has prestige. He's making a lot of money.
Is that you, Noreen? Okay, yes, let's try Carol.
Hello?
Gotcha.
Hello?
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. I want to thank you guys. I started watching about a month and a half ago, and I picked up the Z Shield and noticed results within days. So, of course, I bought more of Z-Shield. Then I tried the X2. Holy moly. I'm now in the Selenium, the X2, the Z-Shield. I'm 57. I feel like I'm 20. Just amazing.
You sound great, actually. You sound like you have a lot of vitality and pop and energy and everything. So maybe I need to get some Z-Shield because, man, I've been running hard. So how did you hear about InfoWars?
I tripped across it on the Internet.
Okay, that's interesting.
It's really funny,
so,
but I want to tell people out there, if you try nothing else, try the Z-Shield, try the X2 within a week. I have my husband on it, too. I mean, just I'm bouncing off the walls. I have so much energy.
You sound like it. Thank you so much for your call. Yeah, there you go. That's the whole thing. That is why sharing the links to InfoWars.com is so important. That it's not a bluff. It isn't when Alex says share the links, when I say share the links. We're not bluffing. We're not paying you lip service. There's no advertising budget here. There's no commercials for InfoWars running on network TV. There's no big, massive PR and marketing department advertising everything every day. It is the link sharing. So that is why when people say, how do I support you guys? I really want to help things out, but my money's a little tight. I can't quite do this. The answer is share the links, because as you just heard from Carol, she just learned somewhere on the Internet, right? Isn't that beautiful? She just heard about it somewhere on the Internet because somebody out there, somebody listening or watching right now, shared that link, and that is how we're going to grow, that is how we're going to win, and that's how we're going to keep beating down CNN and all the other media terrorists. Matthew, how are you doing? Matthew.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay, sir. I hope I've been listening to Alex for about since 2009. It's great work that all of you guys do. The Patriots are listening. First, I'd like to talk about the canceled news network. No surprise when you look at the Megyn Kelly story. It's all the same. It's propaganda. That's totally against Trump. They're upset that Trump won and their candidate lost. That's all I got to say about that. The Russia story, need to watch it close. I think we're in enough wars as you know. I kind of agree with Ron Paul. And also, thirdly, you know, I've been waiting to hear. I know Michael Knight has touched on it a little bit. Have you heard of the latest video that's come out about John Podesta and the latest video that just came out on the 26th? It's been circling on YouTube. They've got actual video of him with the Fedelgate stuff. Have you heard about that yet, sir?
No, I haven't been. I haven't been following around that much, but I know that Podesta had to testify before the Senate in a closed-door hearing, and that'll be interesting. But, yeah, there's always something new going on, and I appreciate your call and appreciate that you listen, and thank you. Okay, so, yeah, we had some great callers, and we're going to take some more calls. So if you're on hold, we're going to get to you because I love taking calls. I've done actually on my own show, I've done 100 calls at a time. To me, I can't get enough calls because I learn so much and I hear so much. And even though I don't agree with everything I hear, it's constantly being exposed to new perspectives that matter. So Brian Stelter, Alex and I call him Brian Super. He went on this Twitter tirade. And you want to talk about a pampered little baby. Brian Stelter, he works at CNN. He lives in an apartment. I'm not going to say where it is, but I know for a fact that the rent is $8,700 a month. Just in rent alone. So he's making enough money to pay $100,000 a year just in rent. He's making, you know, $750,000 to $1 million a year. And he goes on this tirade. Trump is being mean to the media. He's being mean to us. He's criticizing us. He's such a mean guy. He's creating hatred. And I thought to myself, have you people ever had a real job? I bet you that there are people listening right now who have roofed. I've roofed. Where you're grabbing pallets of shingles, walking up a ladder, hoping you don't fall backward off of the ladder. 110 degree heat. The sun is reflecting off the tar on the roof. And you're burning your neck, sunburn everywhere, your knees hurt, you're aching, you drop things. Even if you're with friends, you're cussing at each other because you're just so frustrated. And that's real work. What, journalism like Brian Stelter is doing, which is even fake news, that isn't real work. Every day that I come into the office, I think, what an amazing job. This is incredible. Now, do people yell at me? Sure. Do my own fans yell at me? Sure. Do people criticize me? Do they call me a sellout because I won't talk about a story they think is important or they feel like I'm not talking about things? Oh, sure, I do, of course. But I've waited tables. Call it, if you've ever worked a real job, call in and let's talk about what a real job is, where you have customers screaming at you. You have a customer that you know that's wrong and maybe they have a bad day or maybe they're mad at the world. And what do? They want to take it out on you, and you just have to put up with it, or they'll complain to the manager, and you get fired. And by the way, I've had those kind of jobs where I made $7.85 an hour. That's what I made, $7.85 an hour, and then on the weekend, I think I'd make $11.25 or something like that. So for $7.35 an hour, people would come in and scream at me and take out all their problems out on me, and I would just have to say, okay, ma'am, okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Okay, that's great, ma'am. I'm going to call your manager. Right. That's a real job. This is why, of course, CNN, what they don't understand, they're making such big blunders. You never hear me complain about my job, even though I work long hours. I was in Austin with Dallas for the Megyn Kelly thing. Flew home for about 12 hours. Then I flew to D.C. Then I had to get up early to go do some work in New York. Then I had to take the early train back to D.C. to meet with the White House. Oh, I have all this stuff going on, and I'm not saying, oh, I'm so exhausted. Being a journalist is such hard work. Oh, my God, pity me. How dare anybody criticize me or ever give me a mean tweet? All I got to think about is, man, I have to tassel corn. You're waking up at 4 in the morning. I'm probably rambling, but the point is I've had real jobs. I've grown up. out of the country, worked roofed homes and everything, done all the backbreaking labor. So these CNN people like Jim Acosta, Brian Stelter, they're such babies. And there are people who can't even find a job roofing, and that's what they want to do. So every time they go on these tirades and they cry, I'm happy. I'm like this out here, you know, thinking this is amazing. I can't believe how badly they're screwing up, because they're essentially telling everybody who's listening and is struggling or is very hardworking, they're complaining like they come home and they're whining to their significant other, not realizing that they look just petty. They look trifling. And that is what the news has become about. There's no gravitas. There's no seriousness. It's just trifling and whining about the most petty, petty complaints that 99% of Americans would, yeah, Jim Acosta, how does this feel like America when the White House takes cues from conservatives, then openly trashes the news media? They're openly trashing us. Grow up, bro. This guy makes $500,000 a year. Grow up. You make $500,000 a year and people say some mean stuff to you. You're crying like this to people who would kill to have the kind of economic, and these people have trust funds too. So not only are they making $500,000 a year, $1 million a year, they all have trust funds. So they're crying to people. It's just petty. It's small-minded. So let's take a few more calls here. We got quite a few here to take. So let's look at, we'll go to Dovin in Florida. How are you, Dovin?
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Well, thank you.
Good to go. Yeah, I've actually worked a few jobs, Marine Corps, roofing, construction, security, at a hotel, so I know what you mean about working those long hours, you know, and having to, fulfill a quota in a certain amount of time, as little as possible, and then having to, you know, do that day after day after day after day, and if you don't, there's 10 people willing to replace you, and, you know, so having to keep up with that. It's crazy out there, and a lot of people, they don't have time to click onto the news, and so when they do click onto the news and they hear all this backward stuff, a lot of times they just tune it out, you know, and that's why it's great that you guys are out there putting that alternative message out. Now, I don't even want to say alternative, just the truth out there, saying, hey, you know, this is what's really going on. You know, look, we have, you know, how you guys show everything on camera, you know, here are the documents, you know, all that stuff is such so important, you know.
Yeah, thank you. And you actually make a good point, too, which is that, you know, a lot of those jobs I had, yeah, if you get fired from it because the customer complained about it, even if that's a very grueling job that doesn't pay well, there's 10 people that'll take it. Whereas if you're in media and you have these white collar jobs like they have in the media, Jim Acosta, you know, he's fine. This guy, he's set for life. Trust fund, big salary, big severance. If he, you know, the concept of severance, I mean, think about it. Those people at CNN, the three fake news reporters, one of whom had won a Pulitzer and one who had got a Pulitzer nomination, they all got their contracts bought out. Boy, where I grew up, if you got fired, that was just it. You had no job. Good luck. I hope you save money for a rainy day. These people commit journalistic fraud, and they're walking out of the door with checks for $100,000, $150,000. Yeah, they're going to go on TV and online and complain to people who are barely getting by. You have a comment to that?
Mr. Acosta. Well, Mr. Acosta is very evil. I think so, and I hate the fact that I kind of share a name with him. My name is, I have Acosta, and I'm Hispanic, so, and I'm a first-generation born Hispanic, born here in America. You know, had to hear stories about how my mother learned English before she even came to America, how she hates that people don't respect that. You know, she learned because she was working for communists like Mr. Acosta, who like to keep their boot on people down there in South America and stuff like that. You know, those were the power games from, you know, Russia and America back in the days when my mom was growing up down there in Honduras. But, yeah, so I've heard plenty of stories about people like Mr. Acosta. And, you know, my mom, striving and getting out and learning English and coming to America here legally, you know, with the rest of our family pulling together, putting their lempiras, that's what they call the money in Honduras, putting them together, you know, so each of us could jump over here legally, filling out the documents, learning about the history, everything, you know, it's very important to us. And then my father, who is Cuban, basically came over here with his teeth, basically lost his teeth in prison in Cuba, came over here, and, you know, I didn't meet him until later. So I was in the military. I was raised by a Puerto Rican who was in the Army and taught me about, you know, America and all the things that Alex is always saying. You guys are always talking about, you know, and the truth, you know, and I always tell people, I encourage people, hey, you know, go on the internet. You can see AJ, you know, with that old school freaking tape recorder out there freaking saying, hey, what about this going on freaking in, you know, the Oklahoma City bombing? Why aren't you guys covering this? Why aren't you guys talking about this? You guys are covering this up, you know, getting in their faces since when I was a child. You know, he's been doing that since I was a child. And so I just give, you know, mad respect to him and you guys, you know, who are going out there. And I know you guys get threatened and stuff like that because, you know, being in the military, you see all kinds of things. And, you know, freaking, I was actually a Fallujah Marine. So when I was in Al-Asad, before we even went to Fallujah, we were at Al-Asad and a bunch of different other bases. And, like, you know, you always see the little area where the CIA goes and they take their little guys over. It's always dark and creepy, and you wonder what they're doing over there. Sometimes you get tasked with bringing some guy over there. You get attached to that special platoon that basically supports them. But kind of crazy, you know.
Thank you for the call, and thank you for the support. We're actually heading over to break. But again, another great call. I love the calls. Final segment. I don't know. Why don't we just take more calls? We're going to do final segment. I'm going to take more calls. Thank you so much. I'll see you after the break.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Discover trends.
trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
With the final segment, by the way, thank you for all the support. I just hit 300,000 Twitter followers, twitter.com/Cernovich. That is double the number I had before the election. Now, I'm not saying that to brag or whatever. That isn't the big picture here. The big picture here is that is how big and strong the demand is for real news, for people who want to tell the truth, for people who speak the truth. That is why I call on everybody listening and watching, viewing, and talking to each other. Start a social media account, Facebook, Twitter, Gab.ai, YouTube, Instagram. Share the links, Infowars.com. Get the links out. Post these clips. Post the videos everywhere. That is how we're going to grow. The demand is strong. People want the truth more and more and more. And, of course, support us at the InfoWarsLife.com store. Z-Shield, we just heard a great caller testimonial. She gave a testimonial. She took it. It's feeling amazing. There's, right now, it's 30% off. And then, of course, there's AutoShip. You can sign up for AutoShip so that you're never going to be out of product. Feel good, support the InfoWar, improve your own health. Everybody's a winner here. Let's take, looks like we got one or two more calls. We're going to take Ben from Nevada.
John, is that you, Mike?
It is.
Great to talk to you. Big fan of yours. I love what you're doing. I've actually reached out to the Alex Jones Show multiple times in the last couple of days, and have written letters to Governor Sandoval here in Nevada. CNN has broadcasted to the children in middle school in fifth and sixth grade for the first 20 minutes of their school day. This actually broadcasts them in Washington, Oregon, and Nevada. So I've written letters to the governor, and he has not reached out to contact me back. So if somebody maybe could look into that with a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah, where is that? This is the first I've heard about it. So essentially children are being propaganda. I can't confirm this, but according to you, children are being propagandized like it's Mao in China or something like that. Tell me more about this. I'd really like to hear more.
I've got two children in fifth and sixth grade, and both of them are required to watch 20 minutes of CNN morning news. I've actually talked to the principal, and it's required. So I don't believe it's right. I think it's completely wrong. And also there's a fight in Washington and Oregon as well to stop this.
Okay, so this is actually a major scandal that children are forced to watch government propaganda for 20 minutes a day. It's the first I've ever heard of it. I would definitely like to follow up more with this story. Maybe send me are you on Twitter? You could send me a direct message, the name of the school or something like that. I would like to look more into this. This is terrible.
Yeah, no, I'll get you all the information. I haven't been contacted back by the governor at all. I've tried to reach out a couple times, but I'm at Hill Benjamin on Twitter, and I'll DM you.
Okay, thank you for your call so much. Yeah, so again, that is why I love taking calls, because you are the best source of information we have for new journalism, for new stories. I mean, this is it's an outrage to think that children are being forced. This is why you can't be frustrated when you meet brainwashed zombies in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s. This is starting when they're children. They are brainwashing your children every day. According to this caller, it's a requirement. It isn't like me, you know, when I was a kid, they played Channel 1, but you could do homework. You didn't actually have to watch it. CNN is becoming required. That's how desperate they are. People don't want to watch. I mean, there's so many layers to unpack there. CNN is so corrupt and so vile that they can't get people to voluntarily watch it. They now have to enlist the government. This could be a big constitutional issue. Thank you for your calls. Thank you, as always, for your support. This is Mike Cernovich, the fourth hour, Real Alex Jones.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.